The unemployment rate continued to decline and dropped to 8.3% in January as the overall economy grew by about 250,000 new jobs. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on January 2012 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported the unemployment rate dropped 0.2% to 8.3%, its lowest level since early 2009. Because new population controls, along with data from the 2010 census, have been incorporated in the calculation of the household survey data starting in January, strict comparisons between December 2011 and January 2012 can't really be made. However, when removing the effect of the population controls, we see that the civilian labor force expanded by 250,000, while 631,000 more people were employed, and the number of unemployed persons declined by 381,000, and the number of persons not in the labor force declined by 75,000. In plain English, and regardless of the statistical mumbo-jumbo, there were fewer unemployed persons, and the number of employed persons increased in greater numbers than the labor force expanded. Therefore, the unemployment rate was lower. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, reported the economy had 243,000 more jobs in January than the previous month. Take into account the decline in the number of government jobs, and private sector employment actually grew by more than 250,000 jobs in the first month of 2012. Incidentally, the job numbers also underwent an annual rebenchmarking, but these data are revised from many past years, so there are no issues with month-to-month comparisons. The number of jobs in the private goods-producing sector grew by 81,000 in January due to the construction sector constructing 21,000 new jobs, manufacturers manufacturing 50,000 new jobs, and mining and logging pumping out new jobs as well to the tune of 10,000. The private service-providing sector added 176,000 new jobs in January, which was a better performance than the 149,000 it added in December. The holiday job hiring season extended into January for the retail trade sector as it added 10,500 jobs. The professional and business services sector added 70,000 jobs in January after bringing in 63,000 new jobs in December. Computer systems design and related services added only 1,700 jobs in January, but that sector is experiencing a fairly severe skill shortage, so it probably would have been more if greater numbers of skilled IT and computer professionals were available. The education and health services sector added a total of 36,000 jobs in January, with the highly seasonal educational services subsector contributing 5,600 of those new jobs. This means that the healthcare and social assistance portion was up about 30,000 jobs, with most major subsectors adding jobs. And the party continued in the leisure and hospitality sector, which added 44,000 jobs in January after welcoming in 19,000 new jobs in December. And the total number of government jobs was down last month by 14,000. In January, the federal government lost 6,000 jobs, despite the United States Postal Service only canceling 600 jobs. State governments actually added 3,000 jobs in January, and the local government roles were slashed by 11,000. And now, on to temporary help services. The previously reported decline in temporary help services jobs for December was revised to growth of 8,300, and the sector added 20,100 new jobs in January. In January, temporary help services jobs were up 0.8% to 2,406,000 and up 7.1% year over year. With the revised data, we know that the temporary help services sector experienced job growth of 10.8% in 2011 and 14.7% growth in 2010, compared to a decline of 22.7% in 2009. The temporary help services sector has added about 650 jobs since growth restarted in September 2009. Temporary help services market share, that is, its portion of all jobs, was 1.82% in January, up from 1.81% in December. Just 6 months ago, it was 1.75% in July 2011. And for those who follow this metric, it may appear to be greatly improved from what we reported last month. But note that the annual benchmarking revisions made to BLS jobs data affected this measurement. Although the updated population controls make it difficult to make hard comparisons with developments with household employment, the movement is indeed in the right direction. Unemployment is down as more people go back to work. If the new information tells us anything, the American labor force is bigger than previously thought to be. And this is good, since a larger labor force means a larger, more vibrant economy. And there is less uncertainty regarding what the latest jobs data mean. With about 250,000 new jobs created in January, this is very good and encouraging news indeed. But all is not perfect, as the global debt crisis looms heavy over the global economy, of which the U.S. economy is a major component. Despite many employers being uncertain about the future, and this being an election year does little to allay those fears, they are indeed creating new jobs. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.